The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother Made Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middle brother, Travis. Are we doing the baseball name? Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy, your baby brother. Welcome home. Welcome back.
Yeah, so.
Thanks, everybody, for checking in on my die-die sort of stuff. What was going on there vis-a-vis bone ejection.
Bone loss / time loss.
Is brain loss, but I'm feeling great. Brains and bones intact. Thank you all for your concern. Thank you for the get well cards. Thank you for the health soup that you sent to my house.
You presumably sent.
We have finished week one of our Hollywood lifestyle. We've done it.
Here's the thing. We got two more episodes. This episode and the next episode of My Boom Baby you're going to hear is us all together recording after doing TV show shooting all week. And just to all of my friends in the business, the red carpet business, I just want to say hats off to you for being able to grind out the products that we know and we love so much. I'm talking about Cheers. I'm talking about Frasier.
Yeah. And I also appreciate all the support calls we've gotten from like Kelsey Grammer and Ted Danson.
Welcome to the club, boys.
Yeah, we were there once. Now it's your time. We got a lot of those calls, which I appreciated a lot. David Boreanaz called me.
Yeah. Kelsey Grammer's called me on my phone. He said, time for me to die now. And I said, whoa, shit, Kels, no shit, no, there's really no reason. No, that's how it goes.
And you open the door and Kelsey Grammer was standing outside, if I remember correctly, standing outside your door, holding a literal torch that he passed to you and then dropped dead.
And then he died right there.
Bob Uecker sent me a card that played fight song when I opened it. He's like, this is your moment.
This is your time now.
Travis, who did you kill and consume?
It was David Boreanaz, who I actually think is still making bones. So I think I have to go beyond bones now.
I think
now.
You're on. Oh, shit, Travis. I think
the bones train done pulled in the station.
You sure?
I haven't heard a lot of buzz.
Then I've got to go do bones too.
Either bones is off the air or bones has become relatively buzz-free.
I think it may be the second, which is a shame because I actually really like Bones.
Love Bones.
So this is our Bones Review podcast.
Love Bones.
It's just so good. It's so much fun to see it from like the science side, you know?
I'm feeling legitimately pretty drained from the television making process. The TV shows, I'm happy to report, we're pretty okay at it.
Yeah, it's going pretty well. Most of that is because we have like a really rocking crew.
We have an incredibly good team of people.
So, listen, I have often found myself wondering when famous people who have a lot of projects going on do podcasts. I often find myself wondering, why are they so bad? Much like you, a lot of you out there have probably wondered, like, why is this so bad? I found out the reason this week. Because they're fucking working. Because they're doing work all week, and then they do a podcast and they're not working. When the podcast is your working, it's a lot easier.
It's a lot easier.
It's a lot easier to do 1 hour of work a week.
Yes.
No. Versus we have done 5 12-hour days in a row.
Yeah. So I feel like we're all drained and not in the right headspace.
I'm not drained.
Let me hand you this bottle of fluid. Can you read the label on the bottle? That's right. It's Michael's secret stuff. Only it's comedy juice, so it's Michael Richards, and his secret stuff is racism.
Do you think that they'd still be able to use the Michael secret stuff goof in like post, like everyone worried about doping, like 2016 America, without like the Monstars being like, hey, you can't do that.
I don't think the Monstars can fucking get on anybody for cheating. They're cheating as rowdiest bunch around.
They did steal the
souls. Are you
going to
drink Michael Richards piss or not? I bought that on Etsy for $6.
I don't want to get it twisted. I don't want anybody to get confused. I'm not feeling drained. I've been doing this show for 5 days, and I'm just so sick of my fucking shit.
You know who I thought was the least funniest person in the world before we started doing this television show? I don't know. Probably, like, Matt Lauer or somebody like that. Do you know who it is now?
Who?
Griffin Andrew McElroy, one of the hosts of My Brother. Man, I fucking hate that guy's jokes and comedy.
I'm actually a really big fan of my stuff. I just feel like day by day, I've just been getting better and better, like a fine wine, like a well-aged cheesecake.
Should we get into what we do? I was going to say the best, but we just do it.
Do a question.
Read me a question, please.
Here comes a question.
I have a quick question for you. My husband left me in charge of his office aquarium while he has gone away on a business trip. I'm not saying mistakes were made, but all of his fish are dead now.
Oh, my God.
He's coming back in a couple of days. So how do you think I should play this one out? That's from Sincerely. Oops.
Sincerely, Corey from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Sincerely, Bor Simpson. This is a real pickle dickle you got yourself in, I think. A real fickle dick.
I think what we've got here is we got to do one of those like branch question things where it's like, if you ask, go to here.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Where it's like, did your husband actually like these fish? If the answer is no,
you're good.
You're so good.
You might
good.
Have freed him from a prison that he constructed to himself during an ill-conceived moment.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he was just like, you know what my office needs? A fish tank. And just like The Sims, he just dropped it. Except unlike The Sims, you can't just like then go, no, and sell it back.
I'm going to let him piss himself to death.
Yeah. And so maybe, okay, second question. If he liked his fish, yes. Second, is it how much? Because if the answer is a lot, now you got to get into some shenanigans. If it was like a little bit, you can replace those fish and he will never know.
Yeah, if it's a lot, then we move into a new sphere of the Venn diagram because this is the most confusing diagram that's ever been drawn up. And then that circle of the Venn diagram is sitcom hilarity.
Yeah, this is, well, I need to get the fish. And then it turns out he's taught the fish to come when called and these won't do it. And he's worried that they're sick. So then you have to take them to the fish doctor together. And the fish doctor is like, but I thought you said these were boys. These are girl fish.
Fuck, this is really good. This is going to be a really good episode.
Well, that's from the new episode of Kevin Can Wait, starring Kevin James.
What if, here's one. When he comes home, you open one of those big silver domes that have dinners underneath it, and inside is two tiny fish fillets. And you say, you're welcome.
One day when the boss get hungry, guess who's going to be on the plate?
Exactly. Uh-oh. I worked really hard on this. And he'll be so touched by how hard you worked on this fish dinner. Yo. He won't even think about the fact that you used his fish for it. And you can just insist that that's what you thought they were for.
For real, though, if I had pet fish and those motherfuckers ate it, I would want to eat. I think I want to eat them. That's the only pet other than a bird. But it would have to be a big bird. I'm not trying to work my mouth around a parakeet's body for a long time trying to find like good gristle. But a clownfish, I would fuck one of them up.
I would have to know that it happened like on their terms, that the fish led a good life, lived to its fullest, lived every day like they were dying, and then died, and then were deep fried.
How would you have any knowledge?
Live every day like you're frying.
What if what if you what if the fish had died from something dangerous to humans?
What do you mean?
Like humanitis or something. They died from that.
Oh, they got a bad case of humanitis.
Gunshot wounds.
Fish are bit by a vampire.
Yeah, they got a bad case of GSWs, and you don't want to pass that on to your husband.
We're going to have to get fish CSI in here. CSI Atlantis.
You're not saying mistakes were made, so that leaves two solutions, in my mind, for what did happen. First of all, there wasn't a mistake. It was cruel intentions. And you wanted to have sex with your stepsister, I guess, and murder a bunch of fish.
That's possible.
The other option is that just like sometimes life has a crazy way of doing stuff. And it was a crazy game of poker. And all of these fish spontaneously died at the same time.
Then you've got like a happening kind all of scenario.
All of them were the same at the just destined to die at the what? Same day. And you're like, one day when I was a little boy, I had three teeth fall out in the same day. Crazy. What are the odds that'll happen? In the same vein, all 30 of these fucking fish just happen to be their time.
The thing that's very troubling about it is that there's not a number of fish. That's what's bothering me, because if you said, I killed a couple of his fish, I killed his two fish, I killed his fish, that's all fine. All his fish.
All his. None shall pass.
None live through this.
This is like one. A Crimson Tide sort of situation.
I have an idea. Rarely are we, the McElroy brothers, able to offer any kind of real, actionable, concrete help I would like to offer here our services as a scapegoat for this.
Okay.
How could we have possibly fucked up all these fish?
Well, they played our podcast and they left it on accidentally overnight. And the fish went insane and just killed each other.
Do you think they laughed themselves?
That was it. The fish forgot that they couldn't breathe air and they came up to the top to listen closer. Like, what did they say? Well, and they drowned in air.
Wait, I think they're going to talk about Alf.
Wait, hold on. Shh. And they forgot to breathe.
The one top side.
Do you know how many people have died from forgetting to breathe while listening to our podcast? I think about, and like, we've done a lot of great work here, but we've probably killed dozens of people who are just like listening so intently for the next good Alf joke that they just stopped living.
Hi, we've had a lot of fun here today.
Here, we'll do like a breathe here and now hold your breath because here comes a fucking fresh Yahoo, and don't even breathe in the middle of it or else it's bad luck. This one's sent in by level 9000 Yadru Drew, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yadru Answers user. This website doesn't even fucking load anymore. This website doesn't even fucking load anymore. It's like, I go to like 5 websites, and one of them is one of them has terminal, they don't give a fuck itis. Melissa Mayer has her hand firmly on a knob, and the knob when we started doing this podcast was at 10, and it's been that way for a long time, and she's started to creep that knob counterclockwise down into the 0 position.
She's turning up the squelch knob on the Yahoo
answers. Okay, anyway, it's not loading, so we'll say Parnell asks.
Chris Parnell asks.
How to convince my teacher to start vape club?
Nope.
Further info. How to convince my teacher to start vape club? What else? What the fuck else do you need to know? I feel like I know everything about this person.
Can I tell you, just hands down, before we go any further, the best part of vape club?
What's that?
It's going to be the field trips.
What do you mean?
Gonna be sick.
Well, you can get to go to different vape stores.
Go to vape stores. Maybe find the vape store that started it all.
I don't think kids are allowed in vape stores. Or maybe they are. I don't know. I've been out of the scene for a while.
Is vaping, bad for you?
A lot of people aren't quite sure about that. It's bad.
There's not enough concrete research.
I will say this. There's no concrete research. It's bad for how you look.
This is true.
That's a tough look to pull off. As if pulling a rip off a fucking chunky lightsaber. Pulling a big fucking bundle, a big bushel of cotton off a lightsaber, and then blasting out your mouth while you're just chilling with your family at Applebee's. It's a hard look to pull off. Leo DiCaprio can't fucking, like, Leo's out there vaping on the reg, and he's trying to get like vapor's rights like going, and thank you, Leo, for laying down on the barbed wire for the rest of us. But hey, homie, you can't pull the look off. Leo, put the lightsaber down, Anakin.
He actually turned his Oscar into like the biggest vape rig in town. He just bored straight through the center. That's why he wanted it so badly. Mm-hmm. Do you know that?
You're saying he turned his only Oscar that he worked for 40 years to get into a big, nasty ohm blaster.
Yeah, just the chunkiest ripper.
It's just that's the actually fattest, what he calls it. Shiniest, most prestigious cotton gin. Mm-hmm. how do I convince... Hey, yo, Teach, got a hot new club idea for you, and it's coming at you now. Check out this fucking cool piece of machinery. It's called a vape.
In that scenario, do you approach the coolest teacher in the school, or go the other way, the least coolest teacher who needs it the most?
Intriguing.
So, Mr. Jefferson, you've been trying to up your profile with the teens for a while. I've seen some of your Snapchats, and... we'll talk about those in a bit. But first, how about a little booster shot of coolness in the way of this, my friend, an e-cigarette?
What? But to Travis's point, though, you could also run your odds on, like, getting the coolest teacher who's most likely to be down and getting a teacher so old and out of it that I think that they just couldn't process how cool it is when you vape. Like, they wouldn't be able to process the ideas of it as, clouds are in there? Like, no.
Well, it would have to be a science teacher. I think a science teacher would be very, very fascinating. I'm talking about the mustache nerd man from Stranger Things, who's like, who lets the kids borrow
his big... Oh, when he gives the whole lesson about how the flea vapes?
Yeah.
And this is how the flea vapes.
Look at that chunky rip.
You're thinking about it on
listen, the rips can be chunky, but they're not funky.
You're thinking of it on too small a scale. I think that if your school vape club, it can get real good at just ripping that big C. big puffers, then it can become a kind of point of pride for the whole school, right?
Like, oh, you could take it to state.
Our school's football program here at VapeU is not good, but you know what we are good at? Making that fucking cumulonimbus. Bring it on. So you go to the vape competition against your rivals, and you just like blow them out of the water with literal big chunky Nimbus boys. And then, yeah, you're now all of a sudden you're the jock. Now all of a sudden you're the vape homecoming. Jock. You're the vape jock. You're the homecoming prince. It's just like a screenplay I'm writing, and I'm looking for any collaboration.
If you can get fuckers, do you think you can get Freddie Prinze Jr.?
I think Freddie Prinze Jr. would probably loves vaping.
I'm gonna say
what celebrities do you guys secretly think love to fucking rip cotton every day?
All right, Travis, we'll say the names at the exact same time. 3, 2, 1, go. You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Jason Segel.
Johnny Depp probably pulls big clouds.
I feel like Johnny Depp probably pulls.
You don't think Jason Segel?
Okay, this is a new quiz show. My brother, mate. I'm just inventing this quiz show to help eat up time. Okay, so this is the quiz show. Travis and I'm going to count to three. I'm going to say go, and then Travis is going to say a name of a celebrity. I have to top him with a celebrity who
that is
more
definitely
likely
more likely than that. Can I participate in this game? I don't know why I'm being.
I feel like
excluded.
You're judging.
Now we'll go round robin. We'll go round.
Yeah,
robin.
You're judging.
Okay, first one is Justin and I. Then we'll do Justin and Griffin. Then yes. We'll do Griffin and Travis.
Here we go.
I'll try to top the top winner that you guys pick.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Countdown, Justin.
Because I fucking got it. Like
I have one. I have one that I think is going to win out.
Three.
Who's starting?
Travis is starting.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ryder Strong.
Oh boy.
Yeah. You gave me too much time to think. Your one mistake was letting me live.
Griffin, count for it. Each one, I mean, it's good. I can't put a number on it.
No. You count it off, and I have to try to beat Travis. If I don't, he wins.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Corey Feldman.
Oh my God.
That's really good.
Travis, your rebuttal?
Okay. Give me a count.
3, 2, 1. Go.
Lil Wayne.
Here's the thing. Yes. I mean, that one's like, yeah. I think he was probably vaping. He was maybe the first person to start vaping. So, like, I would give you that. But I did just Google Corey Feldman vape, and I got a news alert
A
news alert from Podcat that says Corey Feldman on, quote, totally vaping awesome.
Okay, you win this round, Justin.
Okay.
Okay, everyone we've just listed is out. Justin versus Griffin. Justin, you got to go first. You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
Jake Busey.
Who?
Jake Busey. Gary Busey's son, Jake Busey.
It's kind of a deep cut, but okay. I mean, I'm about to end this fucking game forever.
Okay, you ready? Griffin, yeah. Rebuttal. Yeah. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
John Leguizamo.
Oh, that's
How's your fucking clouds, John?
Justin just literally physically reeled backwards from that hit. That is not a joke.
So fucking nasty.
Okay, Justin, you have one chance to rebut.
Wait, hold on.
Can't be done.
Let me just dig deep and see if I got anything in the tank. All right, just give me a second.
You have 4 seconds. You ready?
No, I don't say four seconds.
You don't have that much time, Justin. I'm sorry. Time is ticking away.
I'll pause the recording if I have to, please.
Okay.
Just give me a second to think, because Griffin's been sitting on
John Leguizamo. Justin's crying. He's weeping.
Griffin's been sitting on John Leguizamo.
Nobody
for like
vapes
a
harder
minute.
Than Johnny Legs, babe.
Okay.
No.
Justin, I'm sorry. Your time is up. You're going to have to name it in 3.
I'll tell you
two.
When I'm ready.
No, that's not how the game works, Justin. This isn't
Justin,
an infinite
you've
time.
You've been beaten.
3, 2, 1, go.
Carrot Top.
Come on.
That's real. Okay. I need you to Google it. Let's go to the Google tape.
If I Google Carrot Top vape and you get a result, I'll call you the winner. Okay, so the top. Well, no, this is not. This is a parody. This is a mean, awful parody account. No.
No, that's not real.
There is a YouTube video on how to vape a carrot. Parentheses easy. Parentheses no knife required.
What is the fucking backwoods scenario?
What's the use case? Yeah.
I've got all this juice and this battery and this heater.
Travis, I need your opinion. John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo wins. I'm sorry. If we had any conclusive
If I get a single vape result for John Leguizamo.
You won't, but it doesn't, because he's discreet. Listen,
I'm the judge in this scenario, Justin. I'm okay, sorry.
That's right. All right, now, motherfuckers, now it's
Griffin,
on.
You got to go first.
Griffin, you're leading off.
Oh, God, we're doing me and Travis?
Yeah, of course we are.
All right.
3, 2, 1, go.
President. That's right. Bill Clinton.
Oh, okay. Go, that's pretty good.
Okay. I've got one.
I'm okay. Ready.
Count it down.
3, 2, 1, go.
Russell Brand.
Well,
I'm not sure. See, I think...
Oh, no, he's... Rebuttal. 3, 2, 1, Russell Crowe.
Fuck! I don't think that's even accurate.
My worry is that...
None of these are good.
3, 2, 1, Bill Paxton.
Oh, wait. Fuck. Okay, wait. Count me down.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid probably has a bandolier of vapes.
Yeah.
I think sure. We've got about everything we're going to get out of this game.
All right.
But thank you for coming up with it. It is a fun game you can play with your friends at home.
Yeah.
It's called
It's called Most Likely to Vape.
Vape Awards. Vape Escape.
Vape who? I've managed to befriend the guy at the restaurant near my work by repeating the things my coworkers say about sports.
Oh, God.
I get falafels there about twice a week and notice other people who are chumming with him get a drink at no charge, whereas I do not. I only want a soda if I don't have to pay for it, but I can only tell if it's going to be free if I ask for one. If he really seems to like my sports regurgitation of the day, I'll take a risk and ask for soda, but so far I've ended up having to pay for each of them. How can I tell you when our friendship has crossed the line into free soda range, or the FSR, and how can I get it there faster? That's from Nervous in Nebraska.
Hey, dog. This is a really busted way to think about another person.
That's a crazy... People aren't like the soda vending machine that you put enough fucking sports nuggets into.
I'm sorry, that'll be 10 more sports before you can have a free Coke.
I guarantee you falafel guy's not thinking of it that way. You'd be like, I don't know, that was pretty good, but not exactly
he's not a soda fucking guy. Bridge troll whose sports riddles you have to conquer before you can get a Dr. Pepper on the free.
What if falafel guy is awesome?
What if falafel guy's great? All my friends are friends with Falafel Guy. Yeah, it's because they ask about his kids. They don't just say, Chad Pennington, big strong arm on that boy, huh? How about a Dr. Pepper?
Thank you. Maybe that's it. Maybe you keep regurgitating sports, but he wants to talk about like the latest episode of Downton Abbey, or he wants to talk about like your theories on what's really going on in King Killer Chronicles. You know what I mean? And he's like, I guess sports, yeah, football's great.
I cannot fathom floating out sports trivia. That there is a chance of follow up where I would just like have to like. Don't think he's better than Beerson?
Like, smash. There is no player named Beerson. Ah, you've solved my riddle. Here's your free soda.
Yeah, I guess you're not a Kremlin spy, as I suspected. Congratulations, compatriot.
Do you think, Justin, on the spot right now, could you give me a sports nugget to earn some sort of favor from me? Could you give me a sports nug right now?
A sports nug right now.
Right now.
Current sports nug.
Current sports nug. Some tough injuries in the preseason, huh?
That's good. That is true.
I mean, that's always true.
Tony Romo broke his fucking back. Like,
that's good.
That's an astute observation.
Then I would give you a soda for that. Did you hear about Tony Romo? Like, yes. Of course I heard about Tony Romo and his sad back.
Oh, maybe you give some form of analysis that no one else has, and you say, like, hey, did you hear about Tony Romo's back? And he's like, yeah, it's really bad. And you're like, I'm just worried about his kids. He'll never dance again. The guy's like, what? Or, he's like, yeah, he dances all the time.
You compound it, like, the back is so important for a football bone.
Yeah.
What was that? You got three important football bones, and I'm going to tell you this, and I might get thirsty in the middle, so if you just want to get me a Barks root beer ready. Anyway, three important football bones. Arms, use them for catching, stiff arming, throwing, all very, very important. Number two, and this is not in order because I think number two is number one, but the back is really, really good. It's sort of what connects all the other very, very important bones, and I think it's like what sends your thoughts to the rest of your body to do them. Anyway, the third one is... your skull, I guess, because it's where your brain lives.
Very important.
Hey, do you guys want a Yahoo?
Absolutely.
This one's sent in by Morgan Davey. Keep it waving, Morgan Davey. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jesse, who asks, the Ghostbusters theme won't stop playing on my computer nonstop. No application or background app is being used. Help? The Ghostbusters theme, it just won't stop playing on my fucking PC. There's no apps playing the Ghostbusters theme. I've closed out Ghostbusters.exe. That one's definitely, it's not, and it's not running in the background. No application or background app is being used. Help.
It could be like the most ironic ghosts in the world.
Oh, that's funny. That's a fun.
That's a fun ghost who's just like, yeah, I like it too.
Here's a dirty
secret about us ghosts. Our favorite song, Ghostbusters.
It also makes us feel good. Busting is a two-way street.
Busting gives ghosts orgasms. Did you know that?
Busting makes them feel good.
Why do you think they call him Slimer?
We can't talk about Slimer's sexual proclivities again.
Busting makes ghosts come.
That's true.
My business is finished.
That's the only thing that makes ghosts come. Do you know them?
Jesus.
They're getting spun around in those lasers. They're like, not too quick, Ray. Please make it last.
I don't want to think about Ghostbuster come.
Ghostbusters don't come. No, All Ghostbusters are eunuchs. They're castrated when they take up the mantle. But ghosts do.
Because they can't be tempted.
Not after
the glow job. That's the one thing they don't tell you about ghosts.
What is that?
They're nasty. And I think that's sort of the main sort of purpose for our podcast existing.
Just trying to get the word out.
Ghosts are going to come at you left, right, and genital words. So keep an eye out before they munch on you.
What other things could cause the Ghostbusters theme to be playing constantly on your computer?
I think he's bored. I think Edward Snowden's probably pretty fucking bored out. Like, he's just killing time until the movie drops, and he's psyched. Mm-hmm. He cannot wait.
Get the word out.
By the way, just this is our sort of way of saying get to theaters, get to Snowden. Please love Snowden.
It's a pretty good combo of Snowden and like JGL. Like,
it's got JGL in it, and we're all just gonna have a fucking great time at Snowden this summer.
Oh yeah, do you think that the Ghostbusters theme song playing in the background of your computer is like really guerrilla marketing for Snowden? Like we've hacked it. Well, maybe they're partnered with Ghostbusters.
Is it possible?
You know how sometimes there are sister movies, and yes. Stone is a sister movie to the new Ghostbusters.
You know, maybe this person doesn't have a computer; they've just gone bus crazy. You know what I mean? It's like it's such a catchy tune that's like on loop in their own brain.
He just stares at the wall all day long. He's singing.
He stares at that dumb cardboard computer he made and sings the Ghostbusters.
It's just a cardboard computer, and it's written on the screen, "No Ghostbusters." That's weird.
He uses a literal mouse to try to click on the screen on all his Ghostbuster related apps. Let's go to Muddy Zone.
What if there's a new iTunes?
Wait, clip that out. Go ahead, Griffin.
What if they updated iTunes with the new stuff? I don't watch the press conferences anymore, but there's a new secret iTunes that runs underneath the subroutines of your computer, hiding
deep. JTunes.
It's called GuyTunes. It's me, GuyTunes. I play pranks on you.
It's called iTunes, except there's a number in there.
It's called iTunes, TOONS. It's very whimsical.
iTunes, and he's a little prankster. Hi, I'm GuyTunes. I live in your computer. Why is there so much Shakira playing? It's not me, GuyTunes. It's regular iTunes.
I can't find the photos of my wedding anywhere. I deleted them. You're a dick.
I deleted your wedding photos on GuyTunes.
That's pretty cute.
Why are you fucking Amelie now? Why are you fucking
encroaching? Now I've got a new voice. I'm GuyTunes. Busting makes ghosts come.
GuyTunes 2.0 is a lot snarkier. Kids are gonna love him.
I don't work on your phone. Okay, GuyTunes, why are you even here? Apple's kind of lost their way.
Much like one of my favorite podcasts, My Brother, and Me.
I don't have My Brother, and Me and Me anymore. Shit them out. They went corpo. They went what? Yeah, they got a TV show. Went corpo.
They went corpo Christy. I don't want to hear them no more.
Let's go to the Mason.
We're sponsored in part by MeUndies this week, and I'm going to do something I've never done before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to fucking look at the copy at all.
Hell
yeah.
You got
it? You doing it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Him. Pants off, dance off.
Everybody's wearing MeUndies.
What are you doing?
I'm staring at my brother's crotches.
Okay, we're
not staring.
Just appreciating. We've recorded a TV show this week, 12-hour days, 5 days in a row. I refuse to go in to do the TV show without MeUndies on. I've worn MeUndies every day. I will continue to do MeUndies. If I do not have a clean pair of MeUndies ready for the show, I will cancel that day's filming until MeUndies are clean. This is a Travis McElroy guarantee.
I did an episode not in MeUndies, and it was, at the end of the day, like a rag they used to clean up all the tables at a Wendy's.
They used really good fabric, and they're really comfortable, and they look really great on everybody, and they're really super cool.
Go away, cat.
About underpants in our underpants. We're back. The cat is gone.
Justin,
what? Take your pants off. Are you wearing MeUndies?
I'm not wearing MeUndies today. I'm not taking my fucking pants off.
Are you wearing any undies?
Now you have to take your pants off so we can fucking shame you for not wearing the good underwear.
Are you wearing any undies? This is important.
Yes, I'm wearing
undies. Take them off and let's see what you've got.
Take them off.
I don't want to take
them off. Justin, take off your fucking pants.
He's doing it.
Here we go. What are we working with? Oh, he's going way too slow.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, these are non-Tommy.
We can't say that. Don't say the brand name of it.
These are non-MeUndies.
Oh, Justin, they're just like
that's why I keep. If you guys have wondered why through this whole show, I'm just leaving them off. This is good.
Yeah. This is kind of nice.
If you guys have been wondering why through the whole episode I've been mouthing you, my dick is itchy.
Yeah, I've been mouthing. It's just like, because you're wearing like a bag down there.
Yeah, it does look like a burlap sack.
Yeah. And why did they sew so many zippers into it?
I don't know. I'll never tell.
I will look back at the copy here because shipping in the U.S. and Canada, shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save $8 a pair with the MeUndies subscription plan, which is a really good deal. You should do it because eventually the dream is you get to like basic zero. You just wipe out all your bad undies and they're all good MeUndies.
The singularity.
Yeah. And you can get a subscription or a single pair and get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. That's MeUndies.com/mybrother for 20% off your order. MeUndies.com/mybrother. Do it. Griffin, tell me about fucking Squarespace.
I'm going to tell you all about fucking Squarespace, but first I got a question for you boys.
Yes.
Do you think Anderson Cooper has like a really little skinny vape that he uses?
Yeah.
Like but a small, I bet it's really long. Vape?
I bet it's really nice and really long and really great.
All right. Here comes an ad for Squarespace. Squarespace. It's just all that you need to put together something like a landing page or a beautiful gallery or a professional blog or an online store. It's all included with your Squarespace website.
Say you want to start a website in which people can submit two different celebrity names and then do a poll of who thinks that they vape the best. Holy shit,
that's the new hot or not. Vape or
nape. Fuck, that's
good. Vape or nape?
Well, that's good. VaporNape.com.
Do you guys think I could get VaporNot.com right now?
VaporNot. Wait, listen. This is happening live. VaporNot.com. We're going to use it. We'll set
don't
it up.
Don't go to the website. I just want to try to register it.
Okay. So don't go to it. I'm just saying that this is how fast and easy it is. And then you can build it on Squarespace. Because creating websites on Squarespace is simple.
Jesus, you still fucked it up.
I know, but listen, Squarespace is so good. It's where we built MacRoyShows.com. I know nothing about computer science, and I made it really
clearly, if that's what you're calling
it. I've never made a computer site before in my life, and I made MacRoyShows.com, and it turned out very well, and it's so easy to make changes on and update and everything, and you should go check out Squarespace. And you can start your free trial today at squarespace.com/mybrother, and you get 10% off your first purchase if you go to squarespace.com/mybrother. They have great seamless commerce tools, so you can actually like make money off your website. Their customer support is like beyond compare. It's amazing. Beautiful templates, custom designs, all kinds of shit. Go check it out. Squarespace.com. You're going to love it.
All right, I found a website that can generate two random celebrities at will. Let's start with this first one. Just as this is just a trial test for Vape or Not. You can play along at home. Number one, Ben Affleck or Marilyn Monroe. Now this one is kind of a tricky one.
That's a kind of a gimme.
If she could,
that's a good question. This has nothing to do with death. Okay. This vape transcends death. This is good.
Okay, fuck. Now, Justin, you're going to hear this one, and you're going to think you know the answer, but I really need you to sit on it. Howard Stern or Jennifer Garner?
Okay, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Howard Stern is in an enclosed space for many, many hours each day during his workday. I don't think he could be vaping in there.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
You rip some chunky cotton in the face of like whoever you had in studio that day?
That's
No, this is a really, really good one.
This is tough, Justin. I need you to really buckle down on this one.
Dial in. Give it to me.
Hulk Hogan or Ian McKellen? Sir Ian McKellen or Hulk Hogan? Who vapes? In this case, it's who vapes the most, because they definitely both rip cotton.
Here's the thing. I've seen one of those human beings depicted blowing gigantic ship cotton, gigantic starship cotton. Like, there's no question it's Ian McKellen.
Yeah. Correct.
Of course it is.
Yeah, he can make boats and shit. Just one last one. Kristen Stewart of the Twilight movies or Michael Jordan, the dunk man himself.
Mr. Dunkster, Mr. as I call him.
Mr. Hoops.
That's why he retired finally. He's like, I
have a new sport. I have got a new challenge to defeat. And you, excuse me, I've got to go slay a new dragon.
That motherfucker can stand on the half-court line, and he can take in a deep, deep billowing breath, and he can get it into the hoop from there. And it's remarkable stuff.
Okay.
Kristen Stewart should not be discounted, though, because I bet she can rip Mad Cotton, too.
Yeah. Troubling news has just come in. Vapor Not is taken.
Damn it.
WhoVapes.com is taken. You guys got any other? Like, what are we going to...
Star Vape.
Stars Who Vape. How about Star...
Vape Stars.
Which Star Vapes? Which one vapes? Which one vapes?
Which one vapes great? Because then we can spin it off to, like, amateur.
Oh, here's one. Battle of the Pauls. Again, this is just a random celebrity generator. But Paul Rudd or Paul Newman...
Fuck.
Paul Newman would look so cool with a fucking big fat rig hanging out of his mouth.
It's probably Paul Newman.
So
Danica Patrick, the race car driver, or Jay Leno,
the
race car driving, vaping cool guy.
Okay, so here's the way I think. Here's what I got. I got whichonevapes.com, and I think that's very good. Now here's the way I think Which One Vapes works. We got a little bit more in the money zone, but we're gonna get to that in a second. Which One Vapes, I believe, is two options. You can log on to help us categorize stars, and so a picture of a star comes up, and you have like a fun slider.
By the way, this is how fucking Facebook got started.
Yeah, exactly.
So the excitement is through the roof.
Yeah, you rate the stars right based on 1 to 10. How likely is it that they vape?
Uh-huh.
And then the other one is a contest where you have two stars in front of you, and you have to choose which one probably vapes. The winner or loser is based on community voting. So it's all theoretical vaping.
I love this, what I love about that is you don't, like, if there's someone who's like a one, like Allison Hannigan. I don't think Allison Hannigan vapes, right?
Probably
but like
not.
How Allison Hannigan, I'm not just saying this because they're both redheads. They just happen to be who popped in my head. Allison Hannigan versus Felicia Day. I feel like that's a good, like, I couldn't think
Felicia
choose.
Day vapes either.
But that's what I'm saying. Between the two, who's most likely is tough. So you want to categorize it in 1 to 10. So you get two ones against each other, where you don't want, like, Allison Hannigan versus Bill Clinton. Like, that's too obvious, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you build the tech for this and you want that redirect, just get at me. We'll set it up. We'll get Which One Vapes. And listen.
And then we'll retire.
Please, after you make it, please write the bar. I'm like, this one's just for laughs.
This is just for laughs. This is not legally binding.
This is not legally binding.
But for real, though, A-Rod or Marissa Tomei? I'm in love with this random celebrity generator. Yo, dog, Denzel Washington or Dustin Hoffman?
That's actually a really tough one.
That would be a tough one. Which one would vape? Oh, man, I feel like Dustin Hoffman would try vaping for like 3 weeks and decide it's not for him. That seems like his jam.
Okay, so we got a little Jumbotron message.
Okay, here. We got a Jumbotron here. This is for Bill Butler, and it's from Matthew, Emily, Morgan, and Blake. Merry Christmas 2015, Bill!
Oh, God.
Oh, whoops!
Whoops-a-daisy.
We thought we said no presents last year, but perhaps not. Your thoughtfulness and our awfulness aside, let's let the McElroy say thank you for your gifts for us. Hopefully hearing it from the brothers takes the edge off the shocking delay. And while we're here, happy birthday September 1st, and no presents in 2016. We kind of missed it on both.
They're trolling us with this one. This feels like a troll to me, because I don't know how we would make it 9 months. We're not gestating over here. We're just answering questions.
Well, we're getting our Jumbotrons through the Pony Express at this point, so we apologize for all of this.
I got a message for Dan, and it's from Beth, and it says, "Hey, Dan. Would it surprise you to hear that I'm sleepy? Thanks for being my organic alarm clock at 5:30 a.m. each day so I can get to work. I'm sorry for being a morning Beth each time." But could you give me a minute? I feel like a snoozy koala being kicked out of a tree sometimes. Just steal the doona. Trust me, I'll get up.
What? All of this is
love bad. You, no idea.
Beth, what's a doona?
What listen, is a doona? We here at McElroy Industries do not endorse stealing the doona.
Don't steal the doona.
Don't steal the doona. That's my favorite childhood board game. Don't okay. steal the doona.
Okay, as near as I can tell, a doona is a car seat. So, for okay. babies. This has been sent to us by a hyper-aware sentient baby.
Oh, it's one of those baby, super baby geniuses.
Super genius babies.
What's the deal with Brexit? Have you seen Happy Valley yet?
How do British people pronounce Edinburgh, Leicester, or Norwich?
Not like that.
Are you tired of getting your world news from reliable sources, often with no puns or sexual innuendo?
Why was there a butcher's hat haunting Coronation Street?
What's Coronation Street, and why is Dave Holmes obsessed with it?
International Waters pairs a team of comedians in LA against a team of comedians in London in a pop culture battle royale. Join us once a fortnight to hear the best comedians in the world trade jokes and stories and maybe even learn something at the same time. International Waters with me, Dave Holmes. Find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you download podcasts.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah, go ahead.
This one's sent in by Cupid.
I want a munch!
Munch! Hey, you guys are right across from me. You can help me out.
Well, I feel I like did it's it. Hard for me to get on board, because here's the thing. You know me, dog. You know I love the Munch Squad. But one thing about the Munch Squad is that it's very rude, because the Munch
it's
Squad...
It's a rude bit.
It's a rude bit.
But that's why it hypes up the energy. If you
Because you're a rude, crude dude.
It's full a rude, of bad attitude.
Here we go.
So let's try. I want a Munch Squad!
No,
you say Squad.
Okay,
squad.
I'll try it one more time.
I want a Munch
Squad!
I want to Munch
Squad!
Welcome to Munch Squad. This is a show within a show.
You're joining us here.
You're joining us here. I'm bringing you the latest in fast food.
Oh,
trends.
Fuck, but can I just real quick, Paul McCartney or Adam Sandler? Okay, I'm Sir Paul McCartney. Check this out.
That was my Adam Sandler.
Oh, that was?
Yeah.
That was, I guess I did a little song Paul McCartney would sing while he vapes out a cotton.
I feel cup. Like Paul McCartney would just sit and say, here's a vape trick I call Penny Lane. And he just inhaled and exhaled, and he thinks that's a vape trick. And he just keep naming them after Beatles songs. And everyone would be like,
that's really good.
That's so good,
Paul. He would play the fucking flute solo on... It's his vape rig is the flute that they play in Penny Lane.
This is a show within a show where I highlight the latest and greatest... In fast food evolution, and not just that, I don't just tell you about the items. What I tell you is
He buys them and throws them directly in a toilet.
No, I don't try them myself. I listen to the experts, the professionals in marketing and the executive branch of each of these outlets. And what they say.
About. I need you to drive that concept home more, Justin, because we routinely get people like, why don't you try those new Cheeto Dorito cheese things? It's like, no, we don't try.
I don't eat them. I tell you what the people who are making them say about them, because they're the experts, okay? So, today, it's salad from Domino's.
Oops.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for that twist.
Now, here is the quote. This one comes to us from Joe Jordan, Chief Marketing Officer at Domino's. Before I bring you that, let me tell you what we're looking at here. We got.
Well, Justin, let me stop you right there. I'm kind of a healthy boy, so yeah. I'm pretty sure I know what we're dealing with vis-a-vis salads.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Okay, so we got Classic Garden, Chicken Caesar, and a new chicken apple pecan. Those are the three salads.
That sounds good.
I do want to point out to you guys, just so you all can see.
Yeah, show me a JPEG of these sweet salads. Let me just give you
the one JPEG from this press release. I do want to point out, I get a big kick out of the fact that they've depicted these salads with plastic forks sitting on like a kitchen tray.
Oh, that's great, because sometimes like you always think like, yeah, but it's not really going to look like that when I get it. This is photograph magic.
They kind of shot those salads from the Hubble Space Telescope,
yep.
Just to give you...
Here's a quote from Joe Jordan, Chief Marketing Officer at Domino's. Quote, now everybody can be happy on pizza night. There's no shame in wanting salad when everyone else wants pizza, especially now that Domino's has found a perfect way to offer even more options for customers across the country.
Yo, dog, a salad. Hey, dog, that salad. It was the first food people ever ate.
We've done it.
We saw like...
Get in here. We've done it.
We saw like fucking hippos doing it, and we were like, let's give that shit a try. Thanks, hippos.
I just love this mythos that they created. People are like, hey, you guys want to get pizza? And this long guy going, What is it, Dan? Nothing.
The fucking sad thing about this is 100% on point. There usually is one person that did not want pizza.
Sure, but then you just, nobody orders pizza. You don't just go, sorry, Greg, you don't get to eat today.
Do you want a salad? Well, those are your two options. To finish Jordan's quote, the new chicken apple pecan option may even lure a few pizza lovers over to the salad side. Are we choosing sides?
That's a risky business practice.
That's a fucking crazy, if this is what pizza executives think, that people are like, well, I don't know, he either eats pizza or salad.
Yeah.
Like, and then there might be somebody who's like, what's that green stuff? I've been eating pizza discs this whole time. I didn't know there was green. Can I tie a This is good.
We're thrilled that our salads are now available for Domino's customers in every store, said Tristan Simpson, chief marketing officer at Ready Pack Foods. By the way, these are prepackaged salads. It literally says that in the press release. I didn't need to know that, but thank you for your honesty. Everyone who loves pizza night can now breathe a sigh of relief and enjoy Domino's classic garden salad with that slice of pizza. Okay, so Tristan Simpson, Joe Jordan broke down the barrier pizza and salad.
Pick a side, wield a knife and protect the fucking homeland. I am a salad.
Listen, I have no issue with the idea of like, hey, with your pizza, you should also get some salad. Yeah. I don't know how hard you have to sell that.
Yeah.
Like, we offer vegetables now. Vegetables, huh?
We invented vegetables. Here's a press release.
Domino's salads are available for $5.99 each when you pair them with any one of Domino's mix and match menu items, which also include medium two topping pizzas. Hey, thanks for clarifying, press release, that I can still secure a medium two-topping pizza at Domino's. I'm glad to hear that menu item is still
available. We're getting out of the pizza business.
Picture this commercial. Hey, you guys want salad tonight? Salad? Salad? Yeah, but where would we order salad for delivery? Just a second. Boop, boop, boop. Domino's?
And the answer is actually no. You have to order them with pizza.
And we'll also take a pizza, but then you just throw the pizza right in the garbage.
So that's sounding great.
How about a Yahoo?
Hit me.
I'm so sorry to just keep doing this to you guys, but Jack Nicholson or Bruce Willis?
Right, that's tough.
This is final Jeopardy time. Do you remember when fucking A. Kutch took Demi Moore to some event and B. Willis was like there with him, basically chaperoning his ex-wife's exploits with A plus K, just like scoping out his scene. And do you remember the look on Bruce Willis's face? And now imagine just a big old wrench just going in that, just a big old monkey wrench.
This is what I picture.
Just a big old smoky just flashlight going right in that big mouth. This is what I picture.
You look at Bruce Willis for a long time. Like 10, 15 minutes, and he's just stone-faced, doesn't move. And then after 15 minutes, he opens his mouth.
And a fucking genie from Aladdin comes out that mouth. And you're just like,
wait, when did he? Hold on, I've been looking at him this whole time. So when did he? What?
Yeah, we can all see Bruno with a big rig.
Yeah,
there's one problem, though, and that's me, Jacko, over here with my rig. This vape is as good as it gets.
Have you ever danced with the devil?
The pale moonlight. And you, Jack, I'm the number one. Cotton. Just huge waves of it.
I think I want to jack it up to 20 ohms. You can't handle 20 ohms. Only I can with my special illegal celebrity rig. That's what makes me so fucking...
Okay, I gotta...
That's what makes me so fucking angry about all this, is you know they're working with illegal underground celebrity rigs.
Okay, I gotta hurry before you. Garth Brooks or Chris Gaines?
Garth Brooks or Chris Gaines, which one rips it?
Which one vapes?
Here's my thing. I think Chris Gaines vapes too hard and died. And that's why we don't hear from him.
Here's the interesting thing, Justin. Garth Brooks only inhales and Chris Gaines only exhales. If you see him exhaling, he's Chris Gaines.
Our dad interviewed Garth Brooks on Thursday, and it is the... We fucking begged him. Just bring up CG once.
Wouldn't do it.
Just
Is Chris there? Can I speak with Chris?
Can I speak with Chris? Is Chris inside for me to talk to Garth?
That's a good one.
No, this is it. Robert Downey Jr. versus Christian Bale. I don't think either of those boys do it. I don't think birds do it. Bees do it. But RDJ doesn't do it.
I would give you RDJ does not.
Griffin gave me shit earlier this episode. It was paused, so you didn't hear it, about staring at my computer. Now Griffin's just staring at his computer, generating random celebrities and asking
It's just fun to think about. Tyler Perry probably vapes. Brendan Fraser. Oh my god. He's got a full blown bagpipe set up, multiple in points, multiple juice relays.
Vapesino man. Do you think Pauly Shore's into vape?
Probably. Ooh. Audrey Hepburn would crush a vape. How about this one from Keep It Davey Morgan Davey? Thank you. It's from Yahoo Answers User Crazy. And I just wanted to, guys, I think it's time that we talk about some nerd stuff for the geek crowd.
Yeah. Hey, all you nerd boys. Hey, nerd boys. Where are my geeks at?
Hey, any comic book fans? Where's my comic fans at?
Hey, we're looking for some listeners that didn't fit in with the jocks.
Here comes one. Actually,
it's pretty mainstream now, guys. It's for everybody.
Here's one for the comic bookers.
Everybody.
Here's one for the dweeboids.
But like everybody could listen. It's for everybody.
It's from Yahoo Answers user Crazy, who asks, where does Aquaman piss? Where does Aquaman piss?
I would like to picture for you a scenario. You're laying on the beach.
Yeah.
You just enjoy. Maybe this is your first weekend off all summer, and you're like, we're taking the kids to the beach. Aquaman walks up on the beach, and you're like, oh, honey, it's Aquaman. And he just whips his dong out. And then he gets back into the water.
If you say Aquaman just pisses wherever in the ocean, it's not a big deal. That would be tantamount to me just like pulling down now the underwear, which is the only thing I'm wearing right now.
The only thing keeping brothers apart.
And just sort of blasting one up into the sky where we live in this house. No, that is not where Aquaman do it. That is not where Aquaman do it.
Do you think he's designated a corner of the ocean where all the fish are allowed to go? Or he's just like, all this is our house. So this is the bathroom of the house.
He probably is a gentleman. He probably gets to the Arctic Ocean because like nobody's
kicking in there. But it's so cold.
I think I have an answer.
Okay, here comes Justin's scientific explanation. Where do Aquaman do that dirty thing?
He gets his Ziploc baggie.
Okay.
Then he goes to the surface and he fills it with air. And then he swims back down to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, Water World.
Mm-hmm. So he goes to the bottom of the ocean. He pisses into this bag that is also full of air, right? So he's displacing air and filling it with piss, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he
seals it up.
So far, so good.
He seals it up real quick, and then he just lets it go. And because it's mainly filled with air, he floats up to the surface.
And that's flushing.
He calls it wishes. Those are wishes.
Oh, okay. Those are wishes, and that's where jellyfish come from.
That's where jellyfish come from. They're bags of piss that Aquaman let go to the surface.
Where does he do it, though? He probably gets out of the ocean and goes to an earth toilet. What's Aquaman? Hey, can I tell you guys something? I like to consider myself, one of the, like, a nerd. I don't know nothing about Aquaman. I don't know anything about Aquaman. I know he talks to fish, and he lives in the ocean, and he loves aqua. But he probably, is he from Earth first, and he fell in the ocean one day, and just some whales were like, you're ours now. Because if that's the case, then he probably knows about toilets and what's up with them. But if he was born in the ocean, he's lived there his whole life. Where does Ariel and all of the mermaids piss?
Where do fish piss? Like
Ariel doesn't piss. Fish piss through the
King Triton. King Triton pisses for sure.
You think King Triton pisses?
I love that. Listen, I don't want to get blue, but I love that this question asker is super worried about number one.
Toozies are another course.
I'm way more worried about the toozies are a doozy.
I'm pretty sure that Aquaman can't shit.
Wait, hold on. What's he eat? Krill? Probably not even krill, right?
Wait, is he a filter feeder? Aquaman just swims with his mouth open.
Hey, guys, fuck it. Where does Spider-Man piss? Have you guys ever... I've read a few comic books in my day. I've never seen a panel etched by Jack Kirby who's like, and now... Of course, it's been a while. Spider-Man's been doing a lot of adventures. He just fought off the Rhino, and we had a lot of fun here, but it's been a long time. So, yeah, Spider-Man's got to go piss now.
What if every 20 issues of Superman on the 20th one is just like 30 frames of him going,
somewhere in the distance, someone's in jail. I better hurry.
I don't hear anybody.
Come on now. Who's whipping me up?
No, there's no way that Superman.
Did that ever happen in 24? There was never a bathroom scene in 24. Was there ever a bathroom scene in the TV show 24?
You know, sometimes you get really busy and it just like reabsorbs back into your organs and muscles and stuff. Okay. You know,
that can happen sometimes. I feel like, what if there was, what if there's an episode of 24 where you had diarrhea all day? What if I had an episode of 24 from the last time we recorded the podcast, my brother and me?
Just all diarrhea the whole time?
I wouldn't be a featured player in that season, I don't think.
Certainly not.
But I would definitely, during the countdown sequences where they would cut back from commercial, I'd be in a corner just like, ah!
I would love if there was just constant shots of Jack trying to call Griffin and the phone buzzing just like sitting on the table.
I can't with that right now. Griffin
screaming like, I'm in the bathroom! Could someone get the phone?
Where does Aquaman do the piss?
But listen, guys. Listen.
Where does he piss? Do you think he has like a coral toilet? Do you think that he has a toilet that was like in a down submarine or something? Or he was like, thank God.
Oh, that's probably it. Probably an old U-boat. And he runs in and he sees a bunch of Nazi skeletons. He's like, suckers. Gotta use the John.
Hey, this is Jacques Cousteau. Mm-hmm. I have found my greatest discovery ever. I actually think I've gone too deep on this one. This is I found a sub filled with piss.
I don't know where to start.
I don't know where to start with this one, guys. Usually the ocean is a bountiful,
wonders and mysteries.
Wonders and mysteries.
This is just piss.
This is just a sub filled with piss. I'm pretty sure Aquaman did it, but he swears
he Well, doesn't. I retire.
Well, this is it for
this
me.
This is it. This is the. I am breaking up with the ocean.
Next up, we're checking out Jacques Cousteau's fields. I just go to fields and see what's going on.
Should we wrap up, you think?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to try. I'm trying to get it. Fuck. I was trying to find a good one, and it's a good one, Justin.
Griffin, I think everybody's pretty tired of this game.
Are they?
I think this is the best fucking game, like, ever. We've played some fun games here. This has been the first interactive episode of My Bim Bam, because you could get a high score on this episode.
Okay.
Martin Sheen, President Josiah Bartlett from The West Wing, or Tommy Lee Jones.
Shit. Martin Sheen seems like kind of a hippie.
Yeah.
But let me paint you a picture, Justin. Imagine a scene in the two cathedrals, is I think the episode. And rather than just lighting up a cigarette in the middle of the church, he pulls out his sweet-ass steampunk-themed vape rig.
He snaps his rig over his knee and throws it on the presidential seal.
Are you happy, God? God!
God!
That's how I quit vaping, was cursing God's name at a funeral.
Just so you know, for the future,
yeah,
boy, crime, I don't know, is where
I decided to kick your ass.
That's so good.
Waves of cotton. Dolores Lanningham died in a car crash because her whole cab was filled with cotton.
I learned it from watching you.
Well, Mr. President, one thing you could do to help you relieve your stress is cut some huge cotton sheets from that mouth of yours. That's one thing that I've always found.
That's a really good landing here.
Really good one.
I'm never sub. Is there anybody Toby, else want to hear something said as Dolores Lanningham?
Toby, I need you to buy me a new vape rig. Here you go, Mr. President. I found one. Good. I want you to take my old vape rig. It's been passed down from my family. Daniel Boone first made this vape rig out of. out of a dog's bone. And now it's yours.
Cotton.
Treasure it.
Treasure this cotton. This American cotton.
Jed, what are you thinking about? Cotton. That's the last word in the series. You remember that? It fucking touched me.
Cotton.
God, I love West Wing.
Yeah, it's a good show. This has been My Brother, and Me. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
There's just one more like this one, okay? There's just one more like this one. We're trying our literal best.
If you follow us, we just started an Instagram account for My Brother, Me, and the name of the account is My Brother, Me, all one word. We're posting pictures from sets and from filming and stuff, so maybe that will balance out how tired we are, that you can get little sneak peeks at what the show is going to be. Now, this show will not be out for a while, but we want to give you little sneak peeks about it ahead of time, so check out the Instagram account.
I want to say thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed.
Mark.
We just added a new show to Maximum Fun called The Dead Pilot Society, and it's spearheaded by Andrew Reich and Ben Blacker, who you may know as one of the writers and creators of Thrilling Adventure Hour. Episode one just went up, and it's called it's Formosa. It's a pilot written by Thomas Lennon and Rob Ben Garrett, who you may know from Reno 911 and The State and a ton of really amazing shit. And they take pilots that never made it to air, and they have them performed by a pretty kick-ass cast. This first one has Paul F. Tompkins, Ben Schwartz, Craig Kukowski, Janet Varney, like a lot of really, really talented people. And we just added that, so go check that out, as well as all the other amazing shows on there.
Seriously, thank you all for sticking with us. I know this has been maybe an exhausting one to listen to. We're working really hard to try and make a good television show for you. And I'm really, really excited about what we've made. And I don't want to make it sound like we're not having a good time making the TV show. We're having an excellent, excellent time. But it is fucking
so much work.
It is a lot. It's tough. And we're going to keep the podcast going, though, and keep it coming out for you. Again, this one's probably out late, and I apologize for that. The last one came out, I think, a day late. So we'll try and get this one up on time. And yeah, thank you all so much.
Griffin, do you have one more question for us?
Yeah. Keanu Reeves or Ron Howard?
Well,
no, I have a final Yahoo as well. Fine. I'm not breaking that
straight. Ron Howard, though.
Ron Howard, defo. It's from
Love. Wait, wait, no.
Okay, let's get
Ron
into
Howard
it.
Ron Howard over Keanu Reeves?
Yes. Yeah, Brad.
No question, Keanu Reeves.
No, brother.
Slam dunk Keanu Reeves, no question.
This might have to go to the audience, because I feel very strongly about Ron Howard.
I feel
Howard.
Very, very,
do you
very...
think Ron Howard...
I bet he has an Apollo 13 themed rig.
Let me just show you the pictures of the two men depicted on this website. One of these men vapes.
One of them is a not. Super cool Jesus, and one of them is a hard vapor.
No, I'm telling you, fucking Keanu vapes if anybody vapes.
This is the best game we've ever made. I'm excited that this game exists in the world. TM, TM, TM.
TM, TM, TM. Please build this tech, and whoever builds it first, I'll redirect to your site. You can keep the money, I guess.
I guess. Anyway, here's the final Yahoo. It was sent in by level 9000 Yahoo Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yahoo Answers user Johnny, who asks, are roller coaster good for you? Update, like for your body.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, may kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hey there, European Max Funsters. Do not miss your chance to catch some of your favorite Max Fun shows live at the London Podcast Festival, September 22nd through 26th. See amazing guests like Armando Iannucci, Josie Long, and Romare on stage with Jesse Thorne during Bullseye. Bust a gut at classic panel show hijinks with International Waters, and witness some tough but fair internet justice dispensed by Judge John Hodgman himself. The Beef and Dairy Network show is already sold out, but hey, at least you can enjoy being in the proximity of the premier expert on beef animals and dairy herds, right? More guests will be announced soon, and tickets are going fast. Go to MaximumFun.org for tickets right now so you don't live a life steeped in regret.